Today on Real Radio.
When you're an apostate believer, you say, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Oh, I believe all that. And an apostate in time departs or sits in church until the day they die, never truly believing. They had the knowledge here, but it never came down into their heart.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the two letters written by the Apostle Paul to Timothy. We're looking at the first six verses of chapter 4, where Paul alerts Timothy and us that dark days are ahead in terms of how the faith will be perverted and compromised. The warning is strong and clear, and directly from God the Holy Spirit. Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Now the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, expressly or explicitly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. People, this is the apostasy, apostasia in the Greek, the departure of people who believed in the Bible. They believed that they were Christians. I'm a Christian. How many people we heard that yesterday going door to door? I'm a Christian. Hey, maybe they are. Maybe they're not. How many people have you met who say they're Christians and they live like hell? Except on Sunday between, 8 and noon, But there are people that he's talking about right now in the great apostasy. People, listen, gird up your hearts, wake up, listen. The fact of the matter is this, in the last days that we live in, people in this room possibly will depart from the faith. You'll hear them, you'll see them. They'll say, well, I'm really not into it anymore. You ever heard that before? Or, oh, you're still into Jesus? Or, I'm not into that. Into what? Oh, God and all that stuff. It's a sad thing. People will depart from the faith. People will absolutely depart from the faith that's called the great apostasy. And the thing is this, when it says now the Spirit, in some of your translations it might say, but the Spirit. Why? In contrast to verse 16, the great glory and revelation of Jesus Christ come in the flesh, that he's Savior. But in light of all of the truth and glory of verse 16 of chapter 3, but some will depart from the faith. And that word faith means revealed biblical doctrine. The doctrinal things that you must believe to be saved. The Bible. Listen, people, in the last days we're going to see manifestations of demons and doctrines of demons. The Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, it says, there are some, in verse 7, who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel, let him be damned. My first revelation of spiritual things was in Mormonism. An angel came from heaven and preached another gospel. The angel Baloni or Moroni. And I can't tell you, I got all that data and I thought, this is wonderful. This is great. And I started reading all about it. Getting ready to get baptized into the Mormon church. And God, instead I got baptized at Calvary Chapel. If somebody would have showed me that verse when I was searching around right then and there, I probably would have jumped into their lap and had them take me home. If an angel comes from heaven and preaches a gospel, another gospel? The whole thing was built on an angel coming from heaven preaching another gospel. The Bible says another Jesus. We need to be smart. We need to be careful. These are the last days. He says, now the Spirit expressly, with great intensity, directly speaks about these things. And the thought is this, people. Number one, deception is in the mind of the doctrines and the workings of demons. Deception. Number two, they want to flood the market these days. Many ways to God. Oh, if you're sincere. If you're sincere, that doesn't cut it. Listen, on Mount Carmel in Israel, when Elijah stood there and challenged the 850 prophets of the false gods there, there was one man standing against a million people. And those prophets were sincere. Hey, Elijah says, hey, call to your God and see if he's for real. And they're going, God, God, gods. And he says, well, you know what? Maybe your God's sleeping. Call louder. And they call louder. And Elijah says, maybe he'd gone to the bathroom. Maybe he's lost in the universe somewhere. And then they became so frustrated and so upset by the false gods that they were following of materialism and all this other stuff that never brings any contentment and peace to your heart. It says they began to cut themselves and bleed. Hey, that's sincere. And a couple hours later, the prophet of God, Elijah, said, okay, let's go down to the river. And he put an end to their practices. People are sincere. Sincere is not enough. You need to know what you believe. And so, he says there that there will actually depart or vacate in the Greek. The word means to vacate. In 1 John 2:18, it says, little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now, many antichrists have come, by which you will know them in these last hours. They went out from us, but they were not of us. They were imposters preaching these gospels by demonic influence and power. Hebrews chapter 6. How many of you have struggled with Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6? This is an apostate person. It's a person that tasted of the heavenly glory, the Word of God, and all of the things of church. They were blessed by the music. They studied their Bible. In fact, they knew the Bible more than you. They could quote all the verses and have all of the things done, you know, and they got a dove on their car, or they got a Christian fish or something, you know. And in Hebrews chapter 6, it says that they fall away from the faith, and it is impossible to bring them back to salvation. And how many times, oh, is that me? Listen, there are people who backslide, and we all have backslid or we're in the process of backsliding right now. And the fact of the matter is, if you're a backslider, you need to stop and come back. You need to slide forward a little bit. But the fact of the matter is, you're God's kid. You're his child. When you're an apostate believer, you say, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Oh, I believe all that. And an apostate in time departs or sits in church until the day they die, never truly believing. They had the knowledge here, but it never came down into their heart. And so that's a very serious thing. These are the men, these are the women who will follow these doctrines of demons. They will depart from the faith. They will actually vacate the faith. Now, how does this happen? People will come in with doctrine that's a little bit off or a lot off. The Bible tells us that they look like wheat, but they're not wheat. They look real, but they're imposters. They have false views and understanding of the biblical truth. In 2 Chronicles 25:2, the king there, Amaziah, as a perfect Old Testament example of what we see in these days, it says in 2 Chronicles 25:2, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a loyal heart. And an apostate believer who's departing from the faith can look good, do all the things. They can even be, listen, people, they can be in the pulpit and be an apostate. In fact, the Bible warns us that in the last days that would be the case. So much so that they will even appear as messiahs, Christ, redeemers. But they will be, in fact, absolute imposters. and charlatans. And so, by the way, I want to say this before we go any further. If you're backslidden this morning, if you know God and you're not walking with the Lord, you know what? It's just, I'm not going to harp on you. The Holy Spirit's been harping on you ever since you started to slide away. You know, we love you. We're not going to judge you. We've all been there. It's just time to come home, okay? It's just time to come on home. Come back. And we'll stand with you. We'll pray with you. But it's just time to come back. The world is too messed up. And it's just time to set it straight and come on back, okay? Listen to this. As this process begins to take place, as the enemy begins to sow these seeds of doctrines of demons, notice this. Some will defect from the faith. They will give heed to these doctrines. That word give heed means they will willfully go after them. You've met these people. They sit in church and they go right on, right on, right on. And then somebody comes by and says, hey, God is, I went to a thing like this before by accident. I'm sitting there, thousands of people, and this guy goes, don't anybody be alarmed. And I, okay, I'm fine. But the Holy Spirit just came in the back door. Hey, I was a believer for about 6 weeks. I'm going, man. I'm not kidding. There are like 4,000 people in this room. He's coming up right up here. There he comes. Oh, he's moving over here. And I mean, I didn't see him. And everyone's going, ooh, ah, who? And hey, I thought I was lost. I must not be saved. I can't see him. And a lot of weird things happened that night. And people going, ooh, baby, this is great. Hallelujah. And it was not even in the Bible what was going on. And I'm not talking about getting warm and fuzzy feelings when you worship God. That's great. But when things are being taught and things are being done from the pulpit that are not in the Bible, that's wrong. And it was a lot of weirdness taking place. People will willfully, because of feelings or because emotion over devotion to the Word of God, will go after these things. And we have to be careful. They'll give heed. And then, we'll look at it also a little later, speaking hypocrisy. Now, the source, as we mentioned, throughout this thing is demonic forces. James tells us in James 3:15 that this wisdom is not from heaven, but it is demonic and sensual from the earth. It's a very wicked thing. And so he goes on. And he says, to deceiving, they will give heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. This word in the Greek for seared is carterizo. It's where we get the word carterize. It means to absolutely burn shut. It means to be branded. Listen to that again then. It says there that their conscience will be branded or carterized like you would do in surgery. Burned shut by Satan and by false doctrine. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18, having their understanding darkened, their heart becomes hard towards God. They begin, because of the hardness of their heart, alienating themselves from God because they ignored him. Because of the hardness of their hearts, they became past feeling. That's carterized. Has something happened in your life? Maybe you had an understanding about God, or how come God isn't doing this and why not that? Hey, first of all, I used to cry like that all the time to God, and I never knew God, and I didn't want God, and I was running around doing my own life, my own thing. And every time something bad would happen in my life, I'd say, God, how could you do this? There's a lot of people today who get in trouble. They don't know God. They've never given God the time of day. I had somebody tell me this week, my husband, he doesn't have time for God. He doesn't have time for God. There will come a day, Jesus says in Matthew 7:21, hey, man, basically, because you didn't have time for me, I don't have time for you. Depart from me. It breaks my heart. But people who have experienced, like in my life, man, I didn't need God when things were going good. As long as I had money coming in and had this stuff, I didn't even think about God. But when I got hurt or I got sick or I got burnt, all of a sudden I turned to my God. And I'd cry up and I'd go, God? God who? God Budweiser? God Coke? You know, God cars? All of a sudden the things that I had padded my life with wasn't sufficient anymore. When you get hurt, the God of Budweiser, he ain't your bud and he's not wiser. There's nobody to cry to in those times like that but the eternal God. And all of the trinkets that we've amassed to ourselves for comfort, when we get hurt big time, we go to grab on and say, help me, man. And they're dead. And our poor, ignorant spirit cries upward unto God and we don't even know him. And when something doesn't happen, then we start to blame a God who we don't really know. And it breaks our hearts. Why? Because our hearts become hardened by false doctrine. If you're visiting here this morning, and listen, I love you. I thank God that you're here. But after I say this, you'll probably never come back. But the doctrines that are being taught about if you've got enough faith, you won't be sick. The doctrines that are being taught that you ought to have a Cadillac or a Lexus or whatever is the big thing now. If you don't have it, if you're not healthy, it's a lack of your own faith, then you got to grow up, man, and you're shaming God. Listen, you better read your Bible. The Bible says through much suffering we inherit the kingdom of God. Philippians 3:10, who I have a disease, I'm sick. I get sick and I have a problem in my life, and God took Philippians 3:10 and made it the most precious verse in my life. That through suffering I will become like Christ. So you can take your positive confession stuff and hang on to it. There's a day coming when those things will not be able to save you. And you will be sucked away by doctrines who men preach for gain, the Bible says in 2 Timothy, for gain. If they've got faith, then why don't you keep your checkbook in your pocket and let those guys who proclaim this stuff live by faith? For the just shall live by faith. I'm angry. I'm sorry you came here today. You probably, you know, that stuff really upsets me. You know, you're thinking, oh, let's check this church out. Hey, come on, man. We're getting older. I know that doesn't make us feel better, but it's true. I came up here, we did a wedding yesterday. My foot got to the second step and it went, snap. Gosh, I'm standing up here going, oh, I think I broke something. Hey, we're getting older. Thank God this isn't our home. And I don't need a Porsche to worship the Lord. Jesus is all that I have. And when the hard times come, and they're coming, because God is going to put these doctrines to a test in these last days. The earth is going to shake. The Bible says that everything that can be shaken shall be shaken, and only that which is built upon the word of God will remain. Listen, the day's coming. What are you building on? Is your heart hardened against God? Are you saying, man, you know what? My dad beat me. My mom beat me. My dog beat me. Everybody's beat me. Hey, listen, I'm sorry. We've all come from some tough backgrounds, but here's the bottom line. Your God loves you. Isaiah 59:1-2 says, God loves you and he's trying to listen to you and he's trying to save you, but your sins have separated you from your God. He loves you and he wants to save you. These false doctrines will go on to say, you can't get married. Why? Because God blessed marriage, you see. They're against God. We married two beautiful people right here yesterday. This place looked pretty good yesterday. It didn't look like a warehouse, man. It looked nice. And these two people stood here and gave their hearts together to Jesus Christ in marriage. It was a blessed time. God blesses marriage. God is behind marriage. God created marriage. So there's going to be people coming to your door. Hey, you ought not to get married. We got a more holier way. Join our club, wear robes, and sit on the hilltop and wait for God to come back. Sell everything that you have and give it to me. People follow these legalistic works of righteousness that breed nothing but pride, which caused Satan to get kicked out of heaven to begin with. Oh, follow this way. Don't get married. And don't eat meat. Abstain from certain foods. Can't eat this, you can eat that. The thing's bound, legalism. Hey, if you don't eat this, what is it? You can't eat pork. One faith says you can't eat pork. As long as you don't eat pork, you're fine. Oh, come on. Silly. God says, everything I've made is great. Go ahead and eat it. You want lobster now? Go ahead and have lobster. All that he's made, you can eat. Isn't that great? That's why we're all going to In-N-Out double, going to go to In-N-Out and get a double-double afterwards, you know? Praise the Lord. No, really. No, yes, really. Here's the bottom line. He says, look, for foods which God created in verse 3 are to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Hey, the truth of the matter is this. You're driving down the freeway, you see an In-N-Out burger, you pull in there, you buy it, you eat it, you say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I love it. It's great, God. And enjoy the thing. You know, if you just like salads, then power down salads to the glory of God. But don't push it on me. Don't make it out to be some kind of a religious thing that you've got to be a vegetarian to be saved. Hey, that's what the pagans did. That's why God's saying, Peter, get up and eat. No way, Lord. I'm only going to eat certain things. And God says, Peter, don't call anything I've made unclean. Rise up and barbecue is what he told them. He said he saw a four-footed beast running around, and he said, get up and eat. They barbecued, man. We need to get away from this legalistic doctrines of demons and go to the Bible. Christian, you need to dig deep into the Bible. Hey, the Bible, if you haven't caught on, is not a bunch of do's and don'ts. For the promises in Christ Jesus are yes. I, before I was a Christian, was bound by the things I practiced in my life. And Jesus said, and the Holy Spirit came into my life, and the Bible says that he who has the Son, he's free. And so we need to be in the Word of God. We need to be careful about the things that we're seeing coming to pass in these last days. And he says there in verse 5, for it is sanctified by the Word of God and prayer. Christians, when you go out to eat today after service or whenever you do, man, just say, hey, Lord, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for this food. And we're blessed, God, by Jesus. It's really precious. We should give thanks. And then verse 6, and we'll be all done. I take verse 6, by the way, very, very personal. If you, Jack, instruct the brethren in these things, what things? The things we just talked about. Nobody wants to talk about demonology.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a look at the first 6 verses of 1 Timothy chapter 4, where Paul alerts Timothy and us that dark days are ahead in terms of how the faith will be perverted and compromised. We'll continue with more in this series on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, if Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is making a difference in your life, get in touch and let us know. You can call, click, or write. When visiting us at realradioactive.org, simply click where it says, Send Us a Message. That's realradioactive.org. Our phone number, which is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. If you'd like to send us a letter, here's our address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.